This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government forms commission to investigate property of political and bureaucratic officials over past 20 years. Prime Minister Balindras are holding discussion with chief ministers of all provinces. Discussion to focus on is strengthening coordination between federal and provincial governments. 46 Nepali nationals rescued from Cambodia. Government urges citizens not to travel to Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand without proper labor approval. And White House says indirect US-Iran talks ongoing as Pakistani delegation holds discussion in Tehran. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a commission to investigate the property of political leaders and senior bureaucrats over the past 20 years. The cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to form a four-member commission under former Supreme Court Judge Rajendra Kumar Bhandari, former judges Chandiraj Dakal and Purushottam Parajuli, former Deputy Inspector General of Police Goresh Kesi and Chartered Accountant Prakash Lumsa are members of the panel. The commission will collect and investigate property details of high-level public officials and submit recommendations for legal action where necessary. The government said the move is aimed at improving governance and addressing corruption and impunity. Likewise, the government has formed a committee to study and recommend security mechanisms for implementing the report of the commission formed to investigate the Jhenjia uprising of last year. The cabinet meeting decided to form a three-member committee under former High Court Judge Prem Raj Kharge. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, said the committee will provide recommendations on security arrangements for implementing the report. Prime Minister Balindra Sai is holding discussions with the chief ministers of all seven provinces. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, this is the first such meeting since the Prime Minister assumed office. The discussions will focus on a strengthening coordination between the federal and provincial governments. The meeting is now taking place at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simdarwar. Key issues on the agenda include speeding up development and construction works, ensuring proper allocation of resources and addressing administrative and financial challenges faced by the provinces. The meeting will also discuss ways to enhance cooperation between the federal and provincial levels for effective implementation of national priority projects. Prime Minister Balindra Saha has urged proportional representation lawmakers to focus on national interest, lawmaking and inclusion of marginalized communities. During a discussion at Simdarwar yesterday, Prime Minister Sahas said proportional representation lawmakers should not limit their work to specific areas and instead contribute to broader policy making and parliamentary coordination. The Prime Minister said the proportional representation system is designed to make parliament more inclusive, while directly elected members focus on constituencies. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balindra Sai has been included in the 100 Most Influential People of 2026 list published by the international media outlet Time magazine. Prime Minister Sai has been placed in the leaders category alongside prominent global politicians, artists and thinkers. The magazine notes that Prime Minister Sai secured a strong electoral victory with significant support from young voters and growing public frustration over traditional political parties. Time magazine also interprets his rise as a strong shift against entrenched dynastic politics in South Asia rather. 46 Nepali nationals have been rescued from Cambodia and brought back home. According to the Nepali embassy in Bangkok, they were taken to Cambodia through different routes and later found involved in illegal works. They were rescued with the help of Cambodian authorities and safely repatriated. The embassy said Nepali migration to Cambodia has sharply increased in recent years. It has urged Nepalese not to travel to Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand without proper labor approval, warning of risk linked to unsafe migration and irregular works. The government of Nepal has expressed appreciation to the government of the United Arab Emirates for granting pardon to 128 Nepali inmates. In a press statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the UAE granted the pardon on humanitarian grounds on the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan. The ministry described the gesture as a sign of goodwill and a strong bilateral relations between Nepal and the UAE. According to the ministry, the decision followed a formal request made by the government of Nepal through the Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi. Meanwhile, Nepali national Amrit Jha, who had been detained in Iran, has been released. He was held by Iranian forces near the Strait of Hormuz about a month ago during the West Asia conflict. Foreign Minister Sisir Kunal said Jha is currently in contact with Nepal's Honorary Consul General in Iran and the Nepali Embassy in Qatar. The ministry said necessary arrangements are being made to bring him back home. Nepal Oil Corporation has increased fuel prices effective from today. According to the new rates, the price of diesel and kerosene has been raised by 30 rupees per litre, while aviation fuel has gone up by 5 rupees per litre. However, the price of petrol remains unchanged. With the latest adjustment, diesel and kerosene now cost 237 rupees per litre, while aviation fuel has been fixed at 256 rupees per litre in the domestic market. The corporation said it continues to face losses despite the price hike, citing rising prices in the international market. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The White House says the United States remains engaged in what it calls productive and ongoing discussions with Tehran. Even as U.S. blockade of ships entering or leaving Iranian ports continues. According to the BBC, in Tehran, a delegation from Pakistan acting as a mediator in U.S.-Iran talks has arrived for further discussions with Iranian officials. Likewise, U.S. President Donald Trump has said Lebanese and Israeli leaders are expected to hold talks on Thursday. Meanwhile, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has urged Iran to help ensure normal navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. He said Iran's sovereignty and security should be respected, but freedom of navigation must also be guaranteed. The Chinese foreign minister added that there is broad international interest in keeping the strait open and that China supports maintaining the ceasefire and resuming negotiations. Russia launched a wave of drone and missile attacks across Ukraine on Wednesday night, killing at least 15 people and injuring at least 90 others. The BBC cited Ukrainian officials as saying a 12-year-old boy was among four victims in the capital, and three people were killed in Dnipro and the southeast. Officials added that six more people died in missile and drone strikes in the south, in the southern port city of Odessa, rather. Meanwhile, in Russia's Krasnodar region, two children aged 5 and 14 were killed in a Ukrainian drone attack, according to the regional governor. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition in the hilly region of the Kushi province, along with the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country will be partly cloudy. The Terai region will have mainly fair weather. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kushi province, as well as at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government forms commission to investigate property of political and bureaucratic officials over past 20 years. Prime Minister Balendra Sai holding discussion with chief ministers of all provinces. Discussion to focus on a strengthening coordination between federal and provincial governments. 46 Nepali nationals rescued from Cambodia. Government urges citizens not to travel to Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand without proper leave approval. And White House says indirect US-Iran talks ongoing as Pakistani delegation holds discussion in Tehran. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.